There is a heavy downpour of God's power today. A heavy downpour. There will be a heavy downpour of miracles today. A heavy downpour of fresh fire. Father, let it be.
Thanksgiving service and also the convention. Testimony and Thanksgiving service. The theme of the convention is ruling or dominating by light. And this morning, I want to wrap it up very sharply on the subject, the necessity of dominion. The necessity of dominion. Our objective is to understand why it is necessary to walk in dominion. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. We went through the subject of dominion throughout the week, and it was quite impactful. The question then is, why should we walk in dominion? Why is dominion necessary? I have about 7 or 8 reasons I'm going to rush through quickly so we can have the time to praise. Number one, it's necessary, number one, to obey God's creation mandate to man. It is necessary we walk in dominion in order to obey God's creation mandate to man. At creation, God gave 5 mandates. Be fruitful. 1. 2. Multiply. 3. Replenish the earth. 4. Subdue it. 5. Have dominion. So we call it fruitfulness, multiplication, replenishment, subjugation, and dominion. Dominion is the 5th of it. Fruitfulness, multiplication, replenishment, subjugation, dominion. All these are commandments of creation. They are mandates. Meaning that we don't have an option. We must obey them. That is why nobody under the sound of this voice will be called barren after today. Will be called empty after today. So we are simply obeying creation mandate by walking in dominion. Number two, to function in the image and likeness of our Maker. We walk in dominion, number two, to function in the image and likeness of our Maker. God made man in his image. Genesis 1, 26, 27. And God made man in his image, so-called created man in his own image. So God created man in his own image. 26 and 27. And the image of God is the image of dominion. Job chapter 25 verse 2. He said, dominion and fear are with him. With God is dominion. So to be like your father is to walk like your father. To be like your God is to walk like your God. God is a God of dominion, not a God of defeat. He's a God of dominion, not a God in captivity. So we walk in dominion in order to function in the image and likeness of our Maker. Number three. To take charge and control of the earth on the behalf of our God. To take charge or take control of the earth on the behalf of our God. That is, to properly administer and manage our world for our God. He gives us dominion. Psalm 8 verse 3 to 6. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. God gave us dominion to manage the earth for him, to administer creation for him, so that things don't go out of control under our watch. Why are we to walk in dominion? Number four, to triumph over the forces of evil and wickedness that come up to confront our lives from time to time. To triumph over the forces of evil and wickedness that come up to confront our lives from time to time. From time to time, the devil will rear his ugly head here or there. To Job, the Bible said he moves to and fro. In Luke 10:19, he said, I give unto you, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and on scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. To triumph over the forces of evil and wickedness that come up to confront our lives from time to time. Genesis chapter 9, verse 1 to 3, look at what he said. And God blessed Noah and his sons, and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and the fear of you, and the dread of you, shall be upon every beast of the field, and upon every fowl of the air, and upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hands are they delivered. To triumph over the forces of wickedness, the forces of witchcraft, the forces of occultist evil men and women that come from time to time to try you. Today, by the dominating power of God, those forces are collapsing. Say aloud, amen. Say aloud, amen. Say a louder amen. Number five, to enforce the plan and purpose of God in the earth. To enforce the plan and purpose of God in the earth. So that what God, to ensure that what God has determined and declared is what is enforced in the earth. What God has determined and declared is what is enforced in the earth. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to verse 10. He said, after this manner therefore pray, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come. We enforce your kingdom. We enforce your kingdom. It is, we walk in dominion to birth purpose. To birth the purpose of God in the earth. To give birth to the purpose of God. We walk in dominion so that what God wants for our nation is what must happen. We walk in dominion so that what God wants for your family is what will happen. We walk in dominion so that what God wants for your personal life is what will happen. To enforce the plan and purpose of God in the earth. Number 6. To judge satanic lawlessness and rebellion in the earth. To judge satanic lawlessness and rebellion in the earth. To judge unrighteousness in the earth. Elijah did that in 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 1. Before God whom I stand, I bring judgment in this place. There shall be no rain, there shall be no dew, except by my word. To judge satanic lawlessness and rebellion in the earth. Righteousness is not lent until judgment is released. Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 9. When thy judgments, with my soul have I desired in the night, yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Somebody say a loud amen. Why do we walk in dominion? Number 7. To walk in personal liberty and not dwell in captivity. That is for your personal life. To walk in personal liberty and not dwell in captivity. So that you don't end as a victim, but a victor. Because people end as victims when they are lacking in power. So that you don't end up dominated, you end in dominion. Genesis 27 and in verse 40. That was what God spoke to the tribe of Esau. And by thy sword shalt thou live. You shall serve your brother. You remain in captivity. And it shall come to pass that when thou shalt have the dominion, thou shalt break his yoke from your neck. Your captivity continues until your dominion arrives. When thou shalt have the dominion, you shall break his yoke from your neck. I decree to someone here today, every enemy yoke on your neck is broken right now. By the dominion with which I preach today, every trace of bondage in your life is broken. And finally, number 8. To take full control of your inheritance and destiny under God. To take full charge of your inheritance, full control of your inheritance and destiny under God. We walk in dominion. The summary is, it takes dominion to maintain domain. Domain. Your domain is a function of your dominion. your domain, your inheritance, your destiny is a function of your dominion. Dominion helps you to maintain grip on your domain, your God-given domain, your God-given territory of influence. You maintain domain by dominion. Psalm 72 verse 8, talking about King Solomon, when David was given a psalm, he said, he shall have dominion also from sea to sea, and from the river unto the ends of the earth. Why? Why was his domain spreading like that? From sea to sea, from the river to the ends of the earth. Because he had the dominion to maintain that domain. He had the dominion to maintain that domain. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder, amen. I announce to you today, in the name that is above every name, your God-given domain, your God-given inheritance, your God-given possession, no devil shall push you out of it. No devil shall push you out of it. No devil shall push you out of it. Say a louder, amen. So, what are the keys, secrets of dominion? We went through many, many, many things throughout the convention. Talking about light, talking about prayer, talking about mentoring, talking about the blessing. Several of it. If you are not in that convention, pick up those messages. But I'm going to add three to the secrets of dominion. Number one is uprightness. Uprightness. Psalm 49 verse 14. Like sheep, they are laid in the grave. That shall not be your portion. Death shall feed on them. That shall not be your portion. And the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning. Our greatest target is that line. The upright shall have dominion. The upright shall have dominion. The upright shall have dominion. It is not possible to be upright and lack dominion. The lion has dominion, right? And Proverbs 28 verse 1, he said, the wicked flee when no man pursues, but the righteous are as audacious, they are as bodacious, they are as dominating as the lion. They are as dominating as the lion. Uprightness. Genesis 37, verse 7, and in verse 8. He says, for behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose, and also stood upright, and behold, your sheaves stood around about, and made obeisance to my sheaf. We saw that, I believe, last Sunday, or in the course of the service, where we said that the uprightness of that grass, bundle of grass of Joseph, was also a reflection of his character. But look at the next verse now. And his brethren said unto him, shall thou indeed reign over us, or shall thou indeed have dominion over us? Because he stood upright, it was interpreted that he will have dominion. You cannot have dominion in crookedness. You cannot have dominion with compromise. Crookedness undermines your power. Compromise undermines your authority. Don't tamper with money that is not yours. Don't live a life that is fake. Exercise your conscience always to be void of offense before God and man. Exercise your conscience. Exercise uprightness. There are so many people compromised, suffocated their boldness in the spirit. It suffocated them. Number one is uprightness. Number two is understanding. Psalm 49 verse 20. Man that has honor but does not understand. Man that God has given position, that God has placed, who does not understand, is like the beasts that perish. Beasts that perish. The deeper your understanding, the deeper the understanding of your place in God, the stronger your dominion on earth. Say that again. The deeper your understanding, the deeper the understanding of your place in God, the stronger your dominion in the earth. I told you the story of how Smith Wigglesworth, the apostle of faith, heard the sound in his living room, and he came out and saw the devil sitting on his rocking chair. Not a witch, not a wizard, devil himself rocking on his chair. And the man looked at him and said, "Satan, are you the one?" I thought it was something more important. He is. And went to the bedroom and left the devil sitting there. What a messed up devil. What a humiliated devil. The whole world fear you, but I don't fear you, wretched devil. Went and slept in the bedroom. That devil returned back to hell ashamed that day because of a man of very rugged understanding of who he was. Some people here will be shaking for one text message. You say, "Native daughter," somebody say, "Native daughter, send me a text message that somebody has given me your name. I like you. That is why I'm sending you this text message. I don't want to kill you." Native doctor. That is kindergarten devilet. Apprentice devilet. Not a devil, even devilet. Devil picking. Am I communicating at all? You don't know who you are. That is why you shake like chicken. Lester Sumrall, the disciple of Smith Wigglesworth, went to Latin America and he was preaching. And as he was moving, he saw a native doctor doing some sacrifice, pouring blood in the mouth of a bullfrog. He was passing by, so the native doctor didn't do him anything. He didn't invite him. The man rushed at the native doctor, laid hands on him, and cast out the devil of native doctorism. Have you ever seen that kind of thing before? Native doctor is practicing native doctor, and you are passing by the roadside. He laid hands on him and said, "Devil, come out of him." The man landed on the ground. Boom. When he woke up, he couldn't perform native doctorism again. Power disappeared. In the night, Lester Sumrall was sleeping on his bed. Suddenly, the whole room began to vibrate. Vibrate the bed, everything began to vibrate. The bed vibrated. The curtain that was on the wall, like that curtain now, the way it is now, lifted until it is standing like 90 degrees. The curtain that was like this lifted and stood like this, and nobody is holding it. 90 degrees to the wall. The bed vibrated. Himself vibrated on the bed. So he jumped out of the bed, the same man. He said, "Devil, I recognize you. I cast you out in the afternoon out of that witch doctor, and I have not changed my mind. Get out now!"
believe it in some people that saw those, that kind of a thing in the they have turned to water already on the bed.
He said, I have not changed my mind. Get out now. The vibration ended.
The coffin that was standing like this returned back. Then he realized that the bed has shifted from the wall because of the vibration by the devils. He ran out towards the window and said, devils, come back.
If in some of us, our testimony is that we bound the devil left. He said, devil, come back. The vibration started again. He said, when you came here, the bed was on the wall. Push it back before you go. Arrange the bed very well. Arrange it the way you met it. Somebody say dominion. Will you stand on your feet and give a louder shout of dominion? Hey! Hey! Let me tell you this morning. We are not only going to cast out the devil. We are going to command the devil to restore what is spoiled. We are going to command the devil to repair what is spoiled. What is spoiled in your life? What is spoiled in your family? What is spoiled in our nation? We are going to command that devil to repair it. Somebody say, devil! Come here. Put it back. Go out now. I see something being restored in your life. I see something being restored in your family. Something being restored in our nation. Something being restored in our communities. Shout the Lord and say amen.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the devil is the father of foolishness. Because fear magnetizes you with what you fear. I want you to come with a very rugged mentality. Out of insight in the world. Light of scripture. The day darkness will defeat light will never arise. The day a dog will bury a lion can never arrive. Did you hear what I just said? Without our dogs. The day a dog will pursue and the lion runs, that day is an abominable day. You need to know who you are. So native doctor is coming, or witch is coming. You are running. Face is front, and if he wants, let him jam you. The lion is the strongest among the beasts. He turneth not away for anything. Somebody say aloud, amen. Place the right hand on your head and say, Father, give me understanding. Let me live. Let me exercise dominion with understanding. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, take your seat in the presence of the Lord. You need uprightness. You need understanding. And number three, you need thankfulness. When I say thankfulness, is the combination of worship and praise and gratitude. If you show me a worshiper, I will show you a dominator. If you show me a praiser like David, who lived in praise and lived in worship, that man fought about 77 battles and he lost not one. He beat Goliath, he beat lion, he beat bear. He beat the Amalekites. He beat the Philistines. Most people who look for the trouble of David were looking for death. It's a secret key of dominion. Revelation chapter 3 verse 7 talks about the key of David. And the key, the major key that David has is the key of worship. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, "This thing saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that has the key of David, and by that key he openeth, and no devil can shut it. And he shutteth, and no man can open." He can enter anywhere he wants to enter. He can step out of anywhere he needs to step out of. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Thankfulness. Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 19. "Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry." The outcome of it is, "I will multiply them. They cannot be few. I will glorify them, and they cannot be small. They have greatness." Now look, go forward. "Their children also shall be as aforetime, and their congregation shall be established before me, all out of thanksgiving. And I will punish all that oppress them." Everyone oppressing your life is set for punishment. Everyone who is bitter that you are successful without their contribution, because they feel that you should be dead now. They feel that you shouldn't be making any waves. They feel that you should have returned back to them to ask for money. Come, I'm talking to you. They feel angry. "How are you surviving without me? I am meant to be the person that is responsible for your success and rise." There are many people whose cases are like that. Where people think that they have your life in their hands. Where they think that they are the determinant of your destiny. Today, their witchcraft control is broken. Their remote equipments are destroyed. And I decree punishment for every oppressor. Every oppressor of your life. Every oppressor of your family. Every oppressor of your destiny. No, where what the next verse said, that is where the real dominion is sitting. And their nobles, they started with thanksgiving and they made merry. Their nobles shall come out of themselves, and their governor shall proceed from the midst of them. They shall, out of their thanksgiving shall proceed for territorial commanders. People in dominion, in authority, in places of power and influence, out of their thanksgiving. Get ready, beloved. The devil of smallness that is trying to play around with your life and your destiny, they have their dominion broken right now. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. If you are saying amen, shout the Lord must say amen. And I stand here to announce and decree in the name that is above every name. You are stepping into dominion, and no devil can make you disobey the mandate of God. God made you in his image and likeness, and I decree you are stepping into the likeness of dominion. I decree you shall take charge of your world on behalf of your God. From this moment forward, no force of evil shall take you by surprise. Every evil force of witchcraft, of demons, of occultists looking for you, they came to die. I decree in your life, in my life, in our family, in our generation,
We are here to enforce the plan and the purpose of God in the earth. No devil can be lawless around us, around you, around your family, around our nation Nigeria. We at this time arrest satanic lawlessness. Now, of course, everyone who came in here bound, your days of bondage are over. Your days of bondage are over. Step into liberty and step out of captivity. Fresh grace for uprightness be released upon you. A fresh understanding of who you are in God be released upon you. A fresh grace for thankfulness be released upon you. Lift up your two hands and let's begin with thanksgiving. God helped us massively and excitedly during the week-long convention. Lift your hands and let's begin with thanksgiving. Open your mouth and speak to God.
Go ahead and appreciate God. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 103, verse number 1 to 3. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, and who healeth all thy diseases. Say after me, say, Father.
Father.
Thank you
for the success
of the Destiny Republic Convention. Thank you, Lord, for the soul saved, for the body healed, and the destiny transformed. So you alone be all the glory in the name of Jesus. Again, say, Father, thank you, Lord, for the success of the Destiny Republic Convention. Thank you, Lord, for the soul saved, body healed, and destiny transformed. So you alone. Be all the praise. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray. Father, we give you praise. Father, we thank you for the just concluded destiny of the public convention. Thank you for the soul saved. Thank you for body healed. Thank you for destiny transformed. Thank you for your transformation. The transformation we encounter that we have. Father, we thank you for transforming our lives and destiny. Thank you for the bodies that were healed. Thank you for the souls that were saved. Jagadi galabarata basha. Ragadagadi galaborata kaseke leboroto kosuzibidia kasha. Manteke leboroto kosuzibidia kasha. Father, we are eternally grateful. Father, for your presence. Father, for the body healed. Father, for the destiny transformed. For the soul saved. We give you praise. We give you glory. Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We can't thank you enough. Father, for the soul saved, for the addition, for the increase of souls. Magalagadi galabarabasha. Ekoto kobabadi gamasikate keleboroto kosogalabaratash. Father, for the bodies healed, for destiny transformed. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. Be thou exalted. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Ecclesiastes chapter number 3, verse number 14. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall stand forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it that men should fear before him. Declare this after me. Say, Father.
Father.
We thank you.
We thank you.
Lord, because whatsoever,
you do
is forever.
We ask
for the establishment, of all that you have done in the lives of your people during the convention.
Lord,
in the name of Jesus, say, Father, we thank you,
Lord,
because whatsoever you do is forever. We ask for the establishment of all that you have done in the lives of your people during the convention. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray.
Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Behold, I give unto thee power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemies hurt you. We are praying against reprisal and counterattack of the enemy from the convention. I want you to lift up your voice and pray with me. Say, Father, we take authority over every reprisal or counterattack of the convention.
We bring them
to immediate, instant defeat and failure. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Again, say, Father, we take authority over every reprisal and counterattack of the convention. We bring them to immediate, instant defeat and failure. Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray. Let's go, Papa, 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 let's go, Papa
God is hearing and answering us. Let that amen be louder. Jeremiah 51 and in verse 25. Jeremiah 51, he says, "Behold, I am against thee, O destroying mountain, saith the Lord, which destroyeth all the earth, and I will stretch out mine hand upon thee, and roll thee down from the rocks, and I will make thee a burnt mountain." Lift your right hand and say, "Father,
Father,
we take authority over every altar of evil and wickedness established in our nation's capital in this season to perpetrate the agenda of the devil in our land. At this time, we declare that those altars be set on fire, Lord. In Jesus' name, they say, Father, we take authority over every altar of evil and wickedness established in our nation's capital in this season to perpetrate the agenda of the devil in our land. At this time, we declare those altars set on fire in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and lift your voices and declare.
Judge every evil witch.
God has answered us, say aloud, amen. Proverbs 19:21. There are many devices in the heart of a man. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. Pray this one more time. Father, in our nation, in this season, let your counsel stand. Will you pray it? Today, tomorrow, next, within this season, in our nation, let only your counsel stand. Lift your hands and say, Father, it is written, there are many devices in the heart of a man. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. Father, in this season, today, tomorrow, this week, only your counsel for Nigeria, only your plan, only your purpose, only your will shall stand. Let it stand. Heard and answered us, you believe that, say loud, amen. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Lift your hands, wave your hands, give him the praise. Keep that hand up, lifted. Anywhere you are, our number one key to dominion is uprightness. You have not yet given your life to Jesus. Please remain standing, everybody. Pray the prayer after me. Anywhere you are, whether you are here, you're watching via the satellite or in all the locations, pray the prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, say it louder. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I need you in my life. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Those who pray that prayer, can I see your hand up? Wave it. You pray that prayer, you meant it. Can you dance your way forward? Go ahead in celebration. Celebration. Everybody be in celebration. Those who pray that prayer, quickly step forward here. Pick your Bible sandals and dance your way forward. I'll give you the count of 10. 1. Carry your Bibles and your bags and come forward.
Everybody come and see. See the Lord is good. And God is good. There is nothing He cannot do.
Come and see the Lord is good.
Come and see, oh,
come and see the Lord is good.
Come and see,
come and see the Lord is good. There is nothing He cannot do. Come and see the Lord.
Everybody come and see the Lord. It's good to me.
Come and see the Lord is good.
Speak.
There is
nothing
He cannot do. Come and see the Lord is good.
Oluwa ise.
Let the marriage sorrow me die.
Olowo ori.
Aru jaje ale wele.
Oluwa ise.
Let the marriage sorrow me die.
Stand up. Oluwa ti se.
Oluwa ti se.
need to rededicate your life to Jesus. You've given your life to Christ before, but you fell down into sin. And you are battling with smoking and drinking, Indian hemp and drug addiction, marijuana, cocaine, masturbation, prostitution, womanizing. Whatever is the lifestyle you are battling with, you want the Lord to set you free from that battle. Quickly rush to the front also at the count of 7. 1.
There shall be showers of blessing.
2.
This is the promise of God.
3.
There shall be seasons refreshing.
4.
5.
Showers of blessing.
6.
Showers of blessings within.
7.
This is God's purpose.
Father, we give you the praise and we give you the honor. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord, for all these people. I wish that the counselors will briefly go with the people and then return back with them so they can be a part of the conclusion of the service, because there are great things God is doing here. Now, we're about to take 7 minutes of praise. Are you ready for that? Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them. Make it 8 minutes for a new beginning. Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. And I'll multiply them and they shall not be few. I'll glorify them and they shall not be small. Want you to make it 8 minutes of aggressive, excited, brutal praise. If you want to step into a higher dimension of dominion, give the Lord a praise. If there is something God has done for you and you are here to thank Him for, I'd like you to praise right now. Now listen to this. This is how to praise. How many of you have an expectation here that is something you are trusting God to do for you shortly? Something you are trusting God to do for you. Is it 2 years to come? How soon are you trusting God? Now. So I'd like you to dance like it has happened already. The way you will dance when it happens. That is what faith is all about. The way you will dance. The way you will celebrate when it happens. Celebrate it now. And while we are doing that, those who have a testimony that we have not taken yet, maybe some of those who came out earlier on, or you have another outstanding testimony we have not heard, one officer or two will wait for you at the back there to receive the testimony. I think we have some testimonies already from the first segment. Alright, so we'll listen to that. Are you ready for 8 minutes? Shake 3 hands and tell them, I want to praise God. I want to praise God. Oh.
Great Almighty God, you they give me joy, do they give you praise, oh.
Great Almighty God.
Ha! I got my boya juku de mema.
I got my boya juku de mema.
Juku de mema. Juku de mema. Juku de mema. Chuku de mema, chuku 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 chuku, 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 chuku 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 chuku. Somebody give him a shout of praise.
Ha,
I say gentle lifting up where men are cast down. I shall arise and shine in the midst of darkness. You know what? Say, be.
Because I am
yours. I should be the lifting up
him up, lift 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 him up. I tell no bit of the praise, now God I the praise, oh.
Oh yeah! glory of the Lord.
The glory of the Lord is risen. The glory of the Lord is risen. The glory of the Lord is risen.
His help and impartation. I am serving. His name is Jesus Christ. He died and rose and gave me victory. I have victory. I am serving the living God. His name is Jesus Christ. He died. Lift up your hands and receive victory. I see victory in the air. 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 Victory for Nigeria. Victory for the church. Victory for the family. Victory for your house. Victory for your life. Lift your hands high and receive the victory. When I say the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive, and place your hands on your head. Receive the victory. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3.
I receive.
clap of hands.